Hello.
Hello.
I am Bert.
I am Ernie.
And this is the Hucklebuck.
We are Bert and Ernie.
Me and this is the Hucklebuck.
And I don't know what that's all about. She started it. I have no idea what she's talking about.
I'm sorry. I just thought you might be sick of Bette and Stinny.
I started the whole world crying. Where are we? Are we... Okay, we're going to do an episode.
I'm the same damn place I've been all day long.
I know. I'm starting to get really sick of this room. Okay.
I keep wanting to scratch my head.
We're going
to
get back to our dinner guests.
Our dinner guests. Let's see. Who have I got? Benjamin Franklin was my last one,
Benjamin
I do believe.
Benjamin Franklin was your last one.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready? Who's your next guest?
My next one, Calvin Trillin.
Calvin Trillin, really?
Mm-hmm. I just think he'd be interesting. He's so dry and droll, and he makes me laugh in the stories he tells. Hmm. And he just lost his wife, so you know he needs some companionship.
He needs some home cooking.
He needs some Benjamin Franklin.
He needs a little Benjamin Franklin. Yeah. Well, Benjamin Franklin was a widower.
Then he'll need
too,
a little
so
penicillin.
Yeah. My next guest. Let's see, where are we here? James Thurber.
Love James Thurber. That would be good.
Now, I've heard he's a bit of a gloomy Gus, too, but damn, what a great storyteller.
Yeah. You know, one of my all-time favorite cartoons ever. It's the woman walking into the room and saying, "Excuse me, do you people have any 22 cartridges?"
Oh, yeah. I like that one. And she looks drunk, too, in the cartoon. And my favorite one is a man on a witness stand, and the lawyer has a kangaroo, and he's saying, "Does this refresh your memory?" That one is awesome. He has such a strange, strange sense of humor.
Well, you know, Mr. M will tell you that his favorite, maybe it's just above my head, but his favorite, and just cracks him up, is the one that it's this woman on skates, and she's careening towards a man, and she's saying, "Catch me!"
Oh, yeah, I can't stop.
Oh, yeah, he loves that one.
And there's another one with the seal in the bedroom one, where the man and the woman are in bed. And one of them is saying, "For the last time, I didn't hear anything bark," and you can see a seal hanging over their headboard.
Oh, and I love the one that's like a big dog and a lot of little puppies around it, and then the two women are in chairs talking, and the one is saying, "Yes, the father, what was it, the father came by, the father was passing through with some people in a Duesenberg."
Yeah. But I like his written stories too. I don't know if you've ever read My Life in Hard Times, which is sort of a little fake biography, but
it's one of the many books I have not read.
Oh God, you got to read that. Just read The Night the Bed Fell. That's just one portion.
Is
of
that
the story.
The same book that has the story about the dog that was so mean, or is that another? Of
that's a different
books?
One. That's called
okay,
My Dog Rex. But if you've got the Thurber Carnival, I think that
I
has
do.
The entire. That's got the entire My Life in Hard Times in it.
Okay.
So read The Night the Bed Fell. You'll be glad
and
you did.
And I do have the Thurber Carnival.
The other one that's great in the Thurber Carnival is from. It's called There's an Owl in My Bedroom, and that one is
that
hilarious.
That sounds familiar, but I don't know that I've read it.
That one is great. I love that one. So yeah, Thurber, lots of fun. Always fun at a. Well, I'll just have him tell us stories. Tell the one about the night the bed fell.
Yeah.
please tell it, please.
Please,
Jesus wants to hear it. Can I have some more? Please, anything else for this? Oh, let's do Factor Crap. We haven't done Factor Crap. Let's see. Factor Crap. Suminagashi is a Japanese after dinner sweet. Factor Crap.
There is a Suminagashi, but I thought it was a person. I'm going to say crap.
That is crap. I don't know what it is, but it's not an after dinner sweet. Factor Crap. Steiff is a famous toy manufacturer and not German Christmas cake.
Absolutely fact.
That is correct.
Steiff is Bears. Most expensive toy you can buy.
Really? Well, I don't want to buy any of them. Fact or crap? Route 66, Malt Whiskey Trail, and the Jerusalem Corridor are all famous highway routes. Or routes.
I'm gonna just go right out there and say fact.
That is fact.
All right.
Correct.
Alright.
Fact or crap? Capability Brown was the real name of a famous English landscape designer. Fact or crap?
Crap.
That is crap! You are correct.
That is crap.
Okay, fact or crap? You would find a shishi odushi in a Japanese garden and not on a dinner plate.
That's crap.
No, that is a fact!
Oh! And she loses all her points.
And that ends this round of Fact or Crap. Thank you for playing.
You will receive a year's worth of Rice Aroni.
Rice Aroni, the Feather San Francisco treat. All right. That's enough for this segment.
I believe it is.
This is for the 8 o'clock show, huh?
Yeah.
I come back.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.
You're going to have what?
I'm going to have to take off my hat because I'm getting a headache.
Okay, take your hat off. Go ahead and take off your hat.
Leave your hat on.
You can leave your hat on.
Okay.
Did you do it now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
I wanted to strip on air,
I hope everybody
man.
Enjoyed Bette taking off her hat. And now we shall say goodbye.
Goodbye.
All the week is like, goodbye.
Goodbye.